RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock here on the first Saturday in May, we welcome you into Tee to Green, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We appreciate you waking up here with us on Saturday, May 4th. I'm Brian Cozio, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Also, part of our Tee to Green team, Jeff Blank, is here at Golf Dojo on Transit Road, and we'll get Jeff a little bit later on here on the show. We'll be speaking with co-owner of Golf Dojo, Tom Coppola, coming up in just a few minutes, but we've got a lot of storylines to get to here over the course of the next hour, Kevin and Jeff, including, Kevin, new Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman, who's been really around the circles of people trending and watching things on social media with all of his fun interview quotes, including him talking about his own golf game and referencing Tiger Woods. So if you didn't hear that, I'll have that coming up.
All right. I didn't hear that, but I do like that he loves a good deal, right? He was talking about that.
He does.
Right, with his coach.
Shopping two seasons ahead to save money.
Yes. Yeah, I like that guy.
So. Yes, he'd fit in well in my family. Yeah, he's entertaining, too, when you listen to him.
All the panic, right, of trading with the Chiefs for Hardy. Again, still not a fan of trading with the enemy. However, like they got the guy they wanted, right?
Hey, you can't do what's best for your team too. Not worry about what everybody else is doing.
Well, they got that extra pick, so yes, they're building their team, and this was the guy Josh wanted. I'm
still mad that I stayed up all night to watch the draft and we didn't get anybody. That's what I was upset about.
Well, it's the draft. You're always interested in what's going on anyways with all the other teams going on. Hey, I got to bring up something golf-wise. Jeff came out. You're going to see Jeff tomorrow at noon. The Tee to Green TV special on Channel 2. It'll be its first airing. Jeff came out, gave some really – your sound bites were excellent.
Were they?
Yes. Your interview was –
You guys made me
– It was actually a pleasure to edit it.
Oh, there's a shock.
I was going through it. Yeah. I'm like, wow, Jeff has come a long way in media here.
It's been 20 years.
I know. No. Honestly, with all joking aside, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing it. So – But then we kind of filmed some B-roll to bring you behind the scenes of, hey, pretend you're giving Kevin a lesson. Well, it turns into him giving Kevin a lesson because Jeff tells me this every year, your grip's terrible. Your grip is so...
I don't think I used the word terrible.
Well, it's weak. Your grip is weak.
I might have frowned at you when I looked at it, yes.
So you adjusted the grip as you've done every year. Although this seemed a little variant. We went stronger, right? So if you're looking down at your golf club, if you're a right-handed golfer, you put your right hand in the club, you turn your left hand so, like, you see...
More knuckles.
Two to three knuckles, right?
Yeah.
And that V grew between your thumb and your index finger. Now, I had always had the thumb underneath, right, on the kind of bottom side of the grip. You're like, no, bring that up there.
On the side.
Closer. Huge adjustment. It felt like a huge adjustment, right?
It'll feel huge for the first day or two, and then it'll become
so
normal.
I played yesterday, and I'm like, I am conscious of I am going to do this. And I was okay, right? But then later in the round, like, it really became a challenge. And this is what occurred. And this is I want to ask this. We're getting a bonus tip right here, Brian, with this. So there were a couple times I felt like, man, this club's going to go flying. Like, I just didn't feel like I had the grip solid enough. But other times where it was just, man, I feel like I'm going to hook this like crazy, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was hitting things more left. Does that sound like something
that sounds to be expected, because we strengthened your grip, and for all intents and purposes, for the most part, it kind of does close the blade a smidge. But then, yeah, the grip was proper. Your grip is not actually strong. We made it neutral. Where it was weak, we put it into a neutral position.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know it feels weird, but yeah, and then there's ways to get through the hook. I can fix that real quick afterwards. We'll show you. You just got to rotate a little better on the way through, and you'll keep that blade from flipping over. You might be on your back foot. Could be a few things. But
okay.
Yeah, but the grip is important. Most people put their thumbs on top of the shaft, and that's not correct. Your left thumb on top of it.
How long is this going to take to get used to?
Like a day. One more day, and you'll be fine.
Well, I'm playing right after the show today. So
you'll be fine. Yeah.
We won't be fixing it, but I'm going to try it again. Listen.
You got to trust it, though.
Well,
and you got to fight through it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm – well, you're the expert, so I'm like, I'm going to go what he says, because this is not a thing you haven't told me before, and so I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah.
And
it'll make you better.
The putting – by the way, he also changed my putting stroke. Which I thought I was a decent putter, but I'm gonna tell you this on the so I really yesterday with putting I tried to focus. I didn't even focus on line, really. I'm focusing on the tempo of the stroke, mm-hmm. and the foul, and you know, like that. I'd have the Snedeker.
You had a pop stroke.
Yeah, Snedeker Junior pop stroke. Said I'm gonna focus on, you know, a stroke instead
a flow.
Of just a, you know,
yeah.
And you wanted me to forward press the putter a little bit, right?
Yeah, your hand was back behind the ball,
yes.
Smidge, and you had a little bit of a pop stroke. It's just tough to control your distance and your start line.
So this is what I found. I didn't make anything. Well, I made the 5-footer comebackers, but every putt I had, it seemed like I left myself 4 feet, 5 feet past the hole, which I was okay with.
Yeah,
like I was
trying to make them.
Right, but I the roll looked better. Like the ball end over end looked better.
It's fundamental. So you might be getting a better roll because you're not adding loft now. So you might have been adding loft, and that ball might have been skidding a bit and bouncing because you kind of were flicking the putter head past the handle, maybe hitting a little thin. So now with the handle ahead and a little better pace, you're hitting it more solidly.
So I don't need toe hang anymore?
No, you can have toe hang on your putter.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's just how you're hitting the ball. Every shot in golf needs to be hit solid and on the center of the blade. The way you were doing it, it would have been hard to hit it on the center of the blade consistently.
All right, the reason why I mentioned all this at the start is not really about my game, Brian.
No, it never is.
No, it's about the listener, and go see your pro, and when you think you're doing something right and realize, hey, it could be better.
Yeah.
Right. This should be better. It's just like in any sport, why they have coaches. Hey, you're just off a little bit on your angle. You think Brady doesn't tell Josh Allen these things, right? To go back to football real quick. Like, so you need coaching. See your pro, and then you're going to have to work on it to improve it. And then, yeah, I know it's going to feel better and
yeah, and I don't buy into you get worse before you get better. You may have to have a little bit of adjustment. You may have just had an off day.
I think you feel worse before you get better. It's not you don't get worse.
Yeah, but I think little fundamental stuff, and you don't need to change everything. And that's the worst thing you do is change everything in somebody's swing. Just change one thing at a time.
Oh, so but changing my grip and putting stroke was two things.
That's two different aspects.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm experimenting on you.
Well, good luck with your round here right after the show. It's going to be fun.
By the way, for the guys I'm playing with, we're not betting today. Okay.
We are betting our tee to green triple crown bet. I know you've already handed over your funds here. So coming up in the second segment of the show, Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs is going to join us to give us a quick Kentucky Derby preview.
Which is good because everybody, like a lot of audience, wants to bet the ponies today.
That's right. So that's coming up later, as it always is, the first Saturday in May, the start of the Triple Crown Series. We'll get our Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week. We've got a good one there. We're going to get more with Jeff later in the show on your wedge game. PGA Tour leaderboard there at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson this week in Texas. We'll have that. Champions Tour news, LPGA event news as well. A big name in not only golf, But in the broadcasting golf side of things, passing away a couple days ago, we'll have news on that. And will Tiger be at the U.S. Open? He's not eligible in terms of his points or his exemption anymore. So news on that coming up. But as we said, we're live at Golf Dojo here, Transit Road in Williamsville. And let's bring in Tom Coppola, the co-owner. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome back. We love when you're here.
Yeah, we're here to start the our season of broadcasts, live broadcasts here on WGR back in February, and back here again now. What's the latest going on here? We were at Niagara Falls, the Niagara Falls Boulevard location in February. We're here at the Transit Road location now here in May. What's
time for Tom to announce a new location? No.
He just wants another one. What's the latest buzz here from Golf Dojo as we get into spring?
You know what? Just listening to the start of the show, we are full into our lesson season, and listening to Jeff there, the best coach I think in Western New York. Jeff is when you hear him talk golf, right? You just watch him light up. This is the place to get a lesson, and just listening to that conversation was awesome. You know, we have some really cool things going on with some group lessons that Jeff's doing. I think that if you are maybe just getting out for the season, right? Just as we're starting, get in here and get with Jeff. You're going to get better. It may take 2 days.
But yeah.
You're
gonna get right. Kevin's a little harder than some to teach. Yeah.
One of the advantages you have here is the TrackMan, right? And you have the privacy of the bay. So if someone's apprehensive, right, you have data to back up what you're telling them, Jeff, and they don't have to worry about anybody else.
Yeah.
Look at that guy's healing it over there all the time, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of cool what we get to do here is because I can get people inside, big bays, close the doors, very private, and we have all the data, accurate, reliable feedback. You can actually see what's going on.
Arf.
And, arf. Yeah, I got to tell you. But the other thing is we're working with the Lady Lynx of Buffalo. They're coming in, and we're running programs for them. We're doing something with the First Tee. We ran a high school program in the fall, which we're going to be running again, where we get these high school kids, like Brian's players from his team, come in, and we give them like supervised practice sessions throughout the winter. And we're just, everything we do is trying to grow golf. We've got a licensed physical therapist, TPI guy in our building, a doctor, and everything we do is just golf related, and that's what makes it cool. Instead of just coming to work, we're coming to work to grow golf and do some cool stuff every day and have fun with everybody that walks through the door.
I know both of you guys have had Jeff work with your kids, right?
Yep.
Jeff starting to work with my son, and I really do think that whether you're a junior just getting into it, like you said, the what we're working with the ladies links, or if you want to get stronger in Dr. Kendall's space, this is the place for you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's fun.
Yeah. Jeff mentioned getting involved in the game here, like you said, Lady Lynx, the TPI. You've got groups coming in here. I think, Tom, I'll speak for both you and Max here. I think what one of your missions is beyond building a great facility for people to come and enjoy is that you guys want to kind of give back to the game, because I know you guys love it so much. That's obviously the mission of our show here, being on the air, but getting involved in all these other entities that are bringing people to love golf too. I know that you're proud of kind of even in your infancy stages here of being a Golf Dojo here just for a few seasons now. I know that you're proud of being involved in these things.
Yeah, like you, I am in my day job. I'm an educator.
Yep.
Anytime that somebody's coming in to learn, I get excited for it, and it's just a really cool. It's a great place to learn. You know, it's interesting too, just because you said that. May 12th. I don't even know if we've talked about this, Jeff. May 12th is our 2-year anniversary of this place on Transit opening.
I was going to say you're more of a toddler.
Yeah.
I'm a toddler now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's close to 2 years here. One of the cool things when you book a time, and if you're a member, and it's a great model, you get discounts on it, and you could store your clubs here in the wintertime and such. But you get that code, the email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just get into the building. Yeah, which is kind of a
yeah. So our members cool have 24-hour access, which people seem to enjoy. And inside their email confirmation is a button that opens the door.
Right,
we're getting here at 6 a.m. this morning. There's a guy that's just taking off from 3 to 6. You know, probably getting off work and coming. He'll play.
Yeah, 3 to 6 a.m. Somebody was in here. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you just tell everybody again about the membership model? Because we know there's other simulator places around Western New York, but this is a unique kind of setup in terms of how you have it with membership.
Yeah, so we think of ourselves really more of a golf gym with 24/7 access for members. But the biggest thing for membership is that you just get discounted hours, right? You pay a monthly fee starting at $20 a month, and every time you book, you're going to save money.
Yeah, really, really cool. MyGolfDojo.com for more information on the website. Of course, follow them on Twitter, Instagram, My Golf Dojo as well. And I know trying to bring in these events, some things like that. If you're listening right now, you own a business, or maybe you're an event planner at your business. There's some really great team building events I know that you feel like could work here.
Yeah, so we've had everything from, you know, bachelor parties and birthday parties to corporate meetings that take place in a bay. You know, a group will come in and they'll put the tables together. They'll have a meeting, then they'll go in the bay next door and play. It is a unique space for that. And because of the privacy, if you email us at info@mygolfdojo.com, we can really build any party, any event that you want.
And what's cool is there's sliding doors between a couple of the bays, so the doors can be joined together. So all four bays can be joined together, all five bays. That you can open up the doors.
If you wanted to make it a bigger event.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, these corporate events, fundraising events, things like that, that people's organizations are trying to have. I mean, this is a cool spot to do it. And like you said, it can be, you don't have to even be an expert golfer to come on in here and have a great time.
You can have a golf event with people at all levels, from beginners to guys that want to, you know, play a course and compete.
Yeah, play Valhalla. It's coming up.
That's right. You have the PGA Championship. Some listeners may wonder, okay, well, we're going to the summer months where, hey, golf's outside. Is Golf Dojo going to be open during the summer? Is it reduced hours? What does membership look like in the summer months?
Membership is always 24/7. We're often, especially in the summer, we'll be remotely staffed. But like you said, when you book, you get a code, you get access to the door. There's always somebody available to answer your questions if you need it. And what we see, and I laugh with Jeff about this a lot. When it's nice out, we can go play golf. When it's bad out, we're going to get full and play some golf in here. And so now all of a sudden, it doesn't matter if it rains.
Yeah, and some people just like to come in for an hour in the morning and hit their shots and get their numbers before they start their day. Yeah,
we've had a couple of groups at Niagara Falls Boulevard. I get there early in the morning sometimes on Saturdays and Sundays. They go before they're playing the rounds at Pendleton Creek, right? They'll go and hit a bucket of balls essentially.
Yeah, and then bomb down and play. Yep. Yeah, not a bad idea.
And the feedback, I know, you know, more and more data. We know we've seen it with the best in the world, that they're all about their data here, Jeff. I mean, When I hit into the screen here, there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes up. Like, what
is
should
that
I
red
be?
Red alert button. That keeps
it says back away, please. No.
Take up tennis.
Yeah. There's whole much. Yes, that's right. There's a whole bunch. Yes, that was your first lesson joke. I love that, right, Brian? I've got your swing improvement here. It's a tennis racket, right? You love that joke. I like it every time too. What, there's so many things of data here. I know Jeff Blank just loves taking it all in here with all the numbers, but what should I look at first? Like, is there something of value that you would say ranks higher than others? Because there's a whole bunch of stuff on the screen. Like, if I want to know, am I hitting it well here? Like,
great question.
What should I look at first?
Can I try to answer that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it smash factor?
That'd be one of the last ones, to be honest. Smash factor is just a correlation between your club head and your ball speed. So the maximum COR should be 1.5. So if you're 100 miles an hour with your club head speed, your ball should only go 150. If it goes 149, your smash factor is 1.49. Tour players average like 1.49. So that means the centerness of contact, how you're driving it forward, et cetera, et cetera. Smash factor is really only good for your driver, I would say.
Okay.
There's a lot of, I would look at it this way. Everybody that walks through the door is a little different, and we're going to look at different parameters for them. There's something like 35 parameters we can take a look at. Some of them you don't really need to know, like tilt axis and some of them. But, you know, low point distance is one I look at for people a lot, because that's iron play, and you typically want that in front of the golf ball.
Can you explain to everybody what that is?
So that is where your club
low point distance, you said?
Low point distance. Yeah. It's one of the factors one of the measurables. It's where your club reaches the bottom of its arc, its lowest point in the swing. And with irons, it should always be in front of the golf ball, because we're squeezing down and compressing the golf ball. You see a lot of times your low point distance gets behind the golf ball. People hit it fat or scooping up on it. And sometimes on mats, you can get away with that. Then you go outside and it's not so much. So then you give someone a drill and then you move their low point distance forward, and you can see it actually get better and better and better. There's obviously carry yardage is important. Ball speed, I always like to look at. Path. And the one I look at the most is called face to path. So that's how your club face travels in a circle around your body, and whether it's closed or open to that path it's traveling on. If it's closed, it's going to kick left for a left right-handed golfer. If it's open, it's going to deflect right. So that's a hook or a slice, and then you match your path to your things like that. There's multiple parameters, and it depends on the player that what we're going to focus on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I see you pondering.
So someone, let's narrow it down. So someone, you know, goes out and is trying their new grip again today, and it's not working. And they come in tonight because they're lame.
Well, the grip will be working. This is a bad attitude if you think it's not going to be working.
All right, but anyways, I got to come in.
Random person, not named Kevin.
Okay, not Kevin. Right.
I got to come in and work on my game. I'm going to warm up. But what should I look at? Give me one thing to look at.
For you or
no,
for
just in general? Like the person comes in. Because you named like five things there.
Well, like I said, it's based on the individual. What are you trying to achieve with that practice session? Like, are you working on? Are you hitting a hook? And
someone wants to hit the ball flush.
Flush.
They want like because there are some people in golf that just say, hey, nothing beats good contact.
Well, I would look at my low point distance with irons, and I would look at my ball speed and see that that's consistent.
Okay. Those two.
Good. Sorry, yeah. I tend to ramble.
You know what this reminds me of, too, right? When you hear all the best golf coaches in the world, they're part psychologist.
Yeah, I mean, any coaching is, right? Yeah, you were a coach. For sure. And a lot of it is managing the person in front of you. Everybody that walks in front of me is different, right?
So Kev's going to go out and he's going to hit it flush and he's not going to hit it left and it's going to be all because of the grip.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the problem is I always aim left because I'd cut it and wasn't cutting.
Yeah, because we squared your
blade. Yeah, well, there you go. Trust me. No, but to Tom's point, your point, like, yeah, you're coaching the individual, right? If you coach everybody the same, you're not an effective coach, right?
Yeah, and that's why sometimes, like, you'll see these things on Instagram or TikTok and stuff, and people are trying to learn off that, and that whatever they're internalizing there may not apply to them or may make their problems worse, whatever. Yeah, based on a lot of people just don't know what they should be doing, haven't seen their swing on video, don't know what to look for.
Well, plus, when you have someone in for a repeat lesson and, you know, coaching session, whatever, like, you know... Jeff has this great ability to look at your swing once and be like, I know what this person's doing. I know what I'm going to correct. Like, I took one swing and you're like, it's the grip. Like, you know, and there's probably three other things you could pick out, but you know where, all right, this is what I can correct or enhance today. And then they come back and, like, you know what's going to work.
And
right?
Also something...
Like for that person, like, you know, like, if I try to get them to work on ground force, like, it's not going to work.
True. And sometimes just one, if A, then B. So if we change this in the beginning, it affects everything else, and then you don't have to think about everything else.
Right.
So, you know, just closing your, squaring up your grip is going to close the blade a little bit. So you don't have to, little things like that, it changes how the club's going to work around your body. But yeah, everything you do is based on the person in front of you and trying to make it as simple as possible. I mean, I don't want to give them 10 things to think about. There's no way to. That means if I have to tell you 82 things to change in your swing, that means I don't know anything about the swing. So,
and really when it comes down to it, and I'm sure you guys have both experienced this, when I go out with Jeff and play, I learn so much on the course, right? Just about course management, where to miss, what you want to do on a particular shot. And so if you are fortunate enough to belong to a place that has a great pro going out with him, or if you know a great pro or your teacher's willing to go out on the course with you, that's always a great opportunity to learn.
Yeah, it's fun to take it from this to the golf course and watch people succeed.
Well, you can also, in theory, you can do a playing lesson here.
True.
On a golf course.
Absolutely. Yes, you can. Right? Yep.
Great
play
idea.
Play Valhalla this week and see how we do compared to the PGA players. Yeah.
Hey, I'm guessing it's not going to be as good as the PGA pros.
I don't know. Yes, Michael Block's playing.
He is. That's right.
Yes.
We're all looking forward to that, aren't we?
I am. Yeah.
I think it's a great story.
Some people are like, it's so much. I'm like, listen, the guy is doing what any of us would have done. Capitalize on your 15 minutes of fame here.
But he's played well since then, too.
Right. Yes.
He continues to play well at a high level. And, you know, he's teaching and he's got a job. He's not a tour player. Yeah.
Doesn't it show you just how great all these players are, including all the PGA professionals? It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, the thing I took away from the Block story last year that I thought got missed in it a little bit, like, his PGA pro, it's great, you know, makes the cut, like, he was challenging, makes the ace. I'm like, he was 46 when he did it. Yeah. Like, everybody forgot the age factor. Like, he's, you know.
The hole in one on 15, playing with McIlroy, like, it just, right. Just appeared in my social media feed this week. They were showing PGA championship moments. You know, we're building up to it. We're a few weeks away here. The up and down on 18 to get himself inside the top 15 so that he can play in this year's event. And they show the chip. I mean, we've all been at 18 at Oak Hill. We know that hill. I mean, that chip is not easy.
I thought he was done.
We thought he's done. and he can he can barely even see the flag from where he's chipping from, and he hits it to like 3 feet, and then the camera cuts to McIlroy with this big grin of just like, holy cow, he did that. Like, that was a really cool moment
magic.
From that event.
It was some magic.
I mean,
there,
that
yes.
you know, at Oak Hill, you know, that people are going to remember that tournament for a lot of reasons, but I would think right near the top is the Michael Block story.
And here's the thing. He's 46 at the time. He knows what's at stake. He just made a hole-in-one in front of the world in golf on 15. Places going on. Like, your body's got to be just, sure. you know, numb from that.
He also just made the biggest check of his life by a whole bunch, too. Yes.
Right. Well, which got him bigger checks.
Yes.
You know, sponsorship-wise. Yep. But, yeah, like, he knew what was at stake to get up and down from there. I'm like, that's just special.
And this week we'll see all those going into the PGA Championship, we're going to see those highlights and that story again and, like, what he's been up to for the last year. So he'll get a chance
You know what angered me about it? There's so many people, like, he didn't make the cuts in the other events. Like, you know what? Come on. Like, why can't we celebrate something and enjoy it?
Cool moments.
Then, right. You know, and then it's just people be like, oh, see. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to hang out with you because you're negative.
The PGA Tour is hard. Yes, that's very hard. You're out there every week.
It's incredibly hard. Yeah. And like the line, the margin is so thin, razor thin.
Yep. And working on the range that week and running the range, it was so cool to interact with him all week because he was such a good dude, too, on top of it.
Good tipper?
He wasn't tipping me. So he's not that good. But he, just how he interacted and stuff with people, he was just a gentleman and fun to be around.
I'm ready for the Michael Block movie.
Ooh, I could see it.
Absolutely.
We'll see what he does.
Kev can play him.
We'll see what he does in 2 weeks.
I just want to be the trailer guy.
In a world where professionals
grind it out at the country club all day.
Yes. It's called Block Party. It's the title of the movie.
Look at Kev. You're an idea man, Chuck.
Already got it going. I love it. Tom, before we let you go here, just information again. If people want to get membership, they want to get a lesson with Jeff, they want to bring their event here.
Yep, absolutely. Everything's available on our website, so mygolfdojo.com. You can email us directly at info@mygolfdojo.com, too. We're happy to plan your event, get you a lesson, or if it rains this weekend, jump in here so you don't miss your round.
That's right. Transit Road location, essentially across from Eastern Hills Mall, which is really no longer a mall. Speaking of another mall that's no longer a mall, the Boulevard Mall right across the street is where their other location is, in Niagara Falls Boulevard. What happened in the malls? Jeez. Those are just...
Well, they're all being transformed into something else now, aren't they? Yes.
Brian, it's going to be where we live in our senior years.
The senior housing?
Senior housing.
We're going to need more.
That's right.
Maybe we can just walk out of our little apartments and do our mall walk. And then,
you got some great goals ahead of you.
That's right. MyGolfDojo.com. Tom Coppola with us here. Tom, thank you so much and supporting the show. And good luck and keep doing the great work here to help make golf great here in Western New York. Appreciate it.
Always great to be with you guys.
Thanks. All right, take a time out here.
You noticed, by the way,
Green.
Tom's wearing Donald Ross with the
I know.
Logo.
With the it's our stature. I asked him before we got on the air. I'm like, where's that shirt? It's nice.
DR.
Jeff can pick out some clothes.
You can.
Well, I like Donald Ross. First,
man of style, too. It's easy to pick out there. Everything looks great. All right, time out here on Tee to Green from Golf Dojo. When we come back, we mentioned the Kentucky Derby. Yes, it's today. Ryan Hasenauer is going to join us, give us a quick preview of his thoughts on maybe who you should bet in the Derby. Our Jeff Blank's also going to step in later with he's got a golfer horse parlay. We're excited to hear what that's all about.
People hear parlays, they perk up. Yes.
We'll tell you what Keon Coleman said about his golf game. Tiger in the U.S. Open, there's news there, all coming up here. We'll get our PGA Tour leaderboard check, Champions Tour, LPGA Tour leaderboard. Jeff's still got his tip of the week to get to as well on wedges. So second half hour coming your way. Tee to Green Golf Dojo here on Transit Road. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Blank, Jeff Mitis, Tom Coppola, thank you from Golf Dojo. I'm Brian Colziel, Dan Dale producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hold it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
Hey parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. Join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time. All right, there it is, the call to the post here today. We'll be hearing that a little bit later on, somewhere 6 to 7.
What's the song? Is it old
Kentucky? My Old Kentucky Home.
My Old Kentucky Home.
That's right.
One of the great traditions in all of sports.
They sing it there in front of like 150,000.
Yeah, I like seeing, everybody, in their I'd say Sunday best, but the Derby's on Saturday, right? All the fancy hats, the Armani suits out there, seersucker suits, and they're singing their, they look like Enrico Palazzo, and they don't know the words.
It is classic American tradition sports for sure in Louisville today.
And then they pan to the infield. And,
I know.
Everybody's had 20 mint juleps in the infield. And
the infield is definitely the spot to be for sure. Welcome back, Tee to Green here live at Golf Dojo on Transit Road. Thanks to Tom Coppola, the co-owner, for his insight and joining us last segment. If you missed any of that information, mygolfdojo.com. We'll have the entire show also up at our on-demand audio section a little bit later on. I'll tweet it out a little bit later. Make sure you're following us on our Tee to Green social media accounts at Tee to G Buffalo. We'll have it there. But if you want to bring your team building event, your corporate event, fundraising event, or just your group of friends in for a party or a cool time, make sure, again, check it out, mygolfdojo.com. You can come in, get a lesson with Jeff, or come in, see Tom or Max or Jeff. You can ask them just what this place is all about. We love it. Okay, let's move on now. You heard the call to the post there. That means Ryan Hasenauer is with us from Batavia Downs, the Director of Marketing. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing on this fine Derby day?
We're doing great. What's the biggest storyline down in Louisville here as we get ready for the Derby?
Well, it's got to be those scattered thunderstorms that definitely soaked yesterday's track for the Kentucky Oaks. And now we're looking at, we're keeping an eye on that radar. There's a big green and red and yellow mass that's right below Louisville on the maps this morning. And we'll just see if it sits there and decides to kind of come over and affect the race today.
Well, that doesn't, that, like, boy, we're hoping that... Get off there. I want to ask you, there's 20 horses. Is that typical?
Yeah, 20 is the number for the Derby. You got it, yeah.
And will they run, unless there's no lightning, right? Will they run even if it's raining hard?
Yeah, they'll still run. Yeah, the only thing that would stop it would be like, a tornado warning, or if there's lightning in the area, just like any other sporting event, they'd have to kind of stop and kind of reassess when they can do it safely.
Yeah. All right, Ryan. Well, how about just a couple of horses to think about today? I know our listeners are going to be maybe putting a wager on this today. What are some of the horses maybe that you're looking at that you think have a chance to win out of the 20 that are in?
Sure. So, you got to start with the number 17, Fierceness. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, back in the Breeders' Cup. For two-year-olds, whoever wins that race is kind of anointed as the favorite for the Kentucky Derby. And this horse has done nothing but kick butt the rest of the way. So he comes in as the 5-2 favorite. A lot of people are talking about the number 2, Sierra Leone. He's a great horse, but I will tell you that it took about 3 to 5 minutes if you watch the Bluegrass Stakes as this horse was trying to get loaded into the into the gate. They load him in one by one. You've seen it a million times when you watch horse racing. Well, if one of them gets a little, persnickety, he'll kind of like bound around. Sometimes the jockey will have to get off and get back on him. It took 3 full minutes with the rest of the horses already in the gate to get this horse in that gate, and there's only 40,000 people there cheering for that race, making noise off to the side of the gate. He's going to deal with 150,000 people screaming today at Churchill Downs. So this horse might be a little bit of a head case, so you got to be careful on the number 2. But the 17 is going to try to go to the front and kind of lead, maybe wire to wire. The 2 is one of those stalker closers. He's going to want to sit 5th through 8th and then make his move maybe at the top of the stretch. So what you'll be looking for, guys, when you watch the race is how fast are the early fractions? How fast do they get to a quarter of a mile to a half a mile? If the announcer Larry's telling you that they're slow fractions, that means it's setting up nice for the front runners. They're not going to get gassed you know, right away. If the fractions are very fast, that means the horses on the front are going to get tired, and those stalker closers will have a chance to pass everybody in the top of the stretch. So it's really kind of a tale of the early part of the race to kind of set up the rest of the race.
For the golfers, since it's a golf show, door knock, right? That's the in the number one. It's not a great slot, right? Would be right against the rail there, is it?
Door knock like the golf course in Scotland.
Yes.
Well, here's something that's interesting about the number one horse, guys. Remember back in 2007, I think it was Peyton Manning winning the Super Bowl, and then in 2008, Eli came in and won the Super Bowl, back-to-back, brothers winning the Super Bowl. Dornock is a full brother to last year's winner, Mage. Same mom, same dad in horse racing. Sometimes you got the same dad, but you don't have the same mom. But he's a full brother to Mage.
I know that.
Sorry.
You know, a lot of people are like, look at this horse's brother, same mom, same dad, won the race last year. Well, could we have the same type of thing? We have back-to-back. Brothers have never won back-to-back years in the Derby. It's never happened before. So that'd be interesting. But as you said, he's on the one spot. You're going to get pinched. He's going to have to go right out to the front. He is a horse that likes to do that, though. So if he breaks well and he gets on the front, listen, anything can happen. After what happened 2 years ago with Rich Strike, an 80-1 shot winning this race, anything can happen.
That's right. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs, the director of marketing, with us here. Ryan and Batavia Downs, a big part of our Tee to Green Fantasy League. They provide prizes every month, a great stay-and-play VIP package. They also have prizes at our Duster Putting Challenge, so we appreciate Ryan's support of our Tee to Green efforts here to make golf fun, other things through our Fantasy League and through our Duster Challenge. Ryan, last thing on the Derby here, and then we'll talk about how people can maybe make their wager today. I know we're going to talk about this later when I'm out with you at 2 o'clock. The 17 post where the favorite is Fierceness. This is, you know, my research that I know you know. No horse in the history of the Derby has won from post 17, correct?
That's true. I think the stat is 0 for 44. This is the 150th Derby, but sometimes the Derby back in the day didn't get past 15 or 16 horses, so there was no post 17. In races that had post 17, 0 for 44, no horses ever won from that post. So, you know, we'll see if that gets broken today. You can also count on not seeing Bob Baffert. He was banned again this year for Churchill Downs. So a horse that ended up winning one of these lead-up races, Moose, he is not at Churchill Downs to race in this race today. Guys, keep an eye on the 6 and the 8. Both of them have the same dad, who is the 2018 Triple Crown winner, Justify. So the 6 and the 8 have great lineage as well. So if you're taking a look, and I would keep an eye on the 17 and the 2, the 6 and the 8. Guys, if it rains, you're going to want to use Mystic Dan, the 3, and you're going to want to use the 12, Track Phantom. Both of those horses have pretty good numbers when it comes to the flop and the muddy tracks. Not so great if it's just a plain dry track. But if it rains, the 3 and the 12, Edmund.
All right, Ryan, we are sending Koziel out there with cash today.
You know, the Tee to Green bet that we always do here.
It's a big one. Send security.
So
meet us at the door.
That's right. So, Ryan, we'll obviously break down the entire field later on when I'm with you from 2 to 5. How can everybody enjoy the Derby today? I know there's, you know, always the party out at Batavia Downs, and also if they want to make a wager, how do they do it through Batavia Downs?
So, you know, it's a day here in Western New York where everyone has a lot going on, and I get that. So if you can't make it out to a branch or an easy bet, 24/7, 365, you can go on BataviaBets.com. That's our website. You deposit money. You can either do it in an OTB branch, or, of course, you can just do it electronically, and you can make your wager right online, simple as you can. If you are able to get out and about today, you can go to WesternOTB.com to find the location near you. There's Easy Bets, which are the, you know, mini SSTs, the self-service terminals to make your bets, located inside bars and restaurants throughout the Western New York area from Syracuse all the way to Jamestown. And then, of course, our branches are open at 10 o'clock. First post from Churchill Downs today is at 10:30. We're going to have volunteers from the home office in the branch to kind of help people, as we do every year, to make those people who maybe only visit the OTBs every once in a while to find them how to make the wager. And, guys, it is Star Wars Day, so I don't know if you've seen it on our socials. We posted it a few times yesterday. I did as well. Our Derby shirt's probably the best shirt we've ever designed. It's basically the Episode 4 poster from Star Wars with Luke and Leia and the shadow of Darth Vader there. But it's all been horsified. So it's Darth Vader is a horse, you know, instead of the Death Star, you've got the script, the Twin Spires. You've got a jockey as Luke Skywalker. Princess Leia's there, but she's got a giant derby hat on. So it's a very cool shirt, and we're going to be doing drawings for those and glasses, as we always do, at the OTB branches. And then right at Batavia Downs, the gala is always sold out by the time I talk to you guys. It sold out a couple weeks ago. So congrats to the people who got tickets for our planned party at the clubhouse. But we have a great lunch special down in Park Place today. $30 is going to get you $25 in free play, a $5 wager on the Kentucky Derby, and you get a half a barbecue chicken from our friends at Center Street Smokehouse right in Batavia. You're basically getting lunch for free because you're getting $25 in free play and you're getting $5 on the Derby. So that's a wash right there. That's available from 11:30 until we sell out. We have a little side bet with the one of our officers, our COO, to see if we can sell out the number that we have pre-ordered from the Center Street Smokehouse. I'm hoping we sell out because that means that we're having a busy day. So we'll hopefully see everybody out there for that. And there's going to be beverage sampling from some brands out there. Thurman's Restaurant 34 Rush will be packed. We'll have it on the big screen down there as well. So definitely a great day to get dressed up with your hat, with your seersucker suit. I'll be wearing my yellow suit with the red roses and the blue horseshoes. You won't be able to miss me. And I'm happy
right,
to
take a picture of that, Brian. I want to see that on our Instagram.
We do. We always post the picture, so we'll have it. Ryan, thanks so much for the insight. I'll see you later today for the show.
Excellent. See you guys later. Thanks for the time.
Okay. Ryan has an hour from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, and I'll be out there at Batavia Downs.
I want to hire him to be my hype man. Can I hire
him? They got a lot going on today.
Yeah, I mean, he's got creative stuff. He does a great job. And, so make sure you get that. So what are we betting?
We got to bet Dornak somehow.
We got to bet Dornak. You got to work the golfer in there, right?
All right, we'll get it in. Yeah. Do we want to bet 17 that's never the 17 horse that's never won?
What I heard from that was Josh Allen's got to change his number because 17's never won. That's what I heard.
Makes sense.
That's right.
I didn't hear it that way.
Okay.
Blank, we're going to get you in next segment for a parlay horse/golfer.
Horse/golfer.
You ready for that?
I'm ready.
And golfer.
Yep.
Parlay.
I was taking notes here.
Yeah.
Good. That's good. Hey, before we go to break here, I mentioned Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman. There's been some good quotes this week.
He hasn't
from him.
Made the team yet. He's drafted. He's not.
Yeah.
All right.
He's on the team. So we were asking him about, does he golf? And he says he does, but he says he's not that good. His quote was, quote, "I'm Tiger wish he could, not Tiger Woods." And then he's talked about how, like, he's like, yeah, Tiger makes, he gets it, like, in 4 and 5. He's like, I putt in 4 and 5, so.
He's quiet.
He's got a good sense of humor.
I wish he would talk more. He's a little quiet. Yeah.
The Bills social media team are going to love him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a great personality.
You know what? It was nice to see him excited about being here.
Yeah.
Excited about playing with Josh Allen. And, we'll look forward to having him here in Buffalo. Scoring touchdowns.
That's right. Speaking of Tiger, this week we find out he will play at Pinehurst. Kevin, I know you were just down there. He gets an exemption. His eligibility, actually, with World Golf Ranking, when you're a former champion, you get 10, 15 years, depending upon the event. All these sort of things have run out. But a no-brainer by the USGA to invite him to play.
You remember, was it last year, there was a talk about Mickelson. Are they going to give him a special exemption? He said, well, I wouldn't accept it because he knew it wasn't coming.
Right.
Right? I mean, everybody knew they were going to offer Tiger the exemption. And then we'll next year, too, if he's not, because he's Tiger Woods.
Right, yeah.
Three-time U.S. Open champion. Usually you get that for a while.
Here's the thing.
Kind of like Tom Watson got the special exemption into the Open.
Right. The one thing I'm always concerned about with Tiger, we talk about the legs, but his back. Like, let's be honest, right? I mean, the back.
How is Pinehurst walkable?
Well, you were just Pinehurst there, right? Is very walkable.
So he could be okay with it. But easier than Augusta, for sure.
Absolutely. 1,000% easier. But they planted all of this wild grass. Like, the number they told me, I'm like, come on, can I be like 100,000, like on the property? Like, if you've been down there, there's just little wire grass, it's called, these little wire grass bushes. And so they planted so many more of those. But, you can get stuck on those. So that's the only thing that, like, it worries me. There's all this waste area, if you will, wire grass area at Pinehurst, pine needles all over the place. Like, if you're offline and your footing's not as great, you could slide there. So those are the things that concern me on the physical part of Tiger Woods.
Yeah. What do we think? Tiger have any shot at to be competitive?
Yeah, because he's got an incredible short game, and it's all about the greens there. So, yes, I think he's got a chance to make the cut for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, that Scotty Scheffler guy, is he good?
Well, he's the pick. Listen, every night.
He's the pick.
Every
I heard
week.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, Tiger might not beat Scotty for sure. Also, some news this week.
Scotty's not a dad yet, I don't think.
No, not yet.
I haven't heard anything. Yeah,
that delays. That could.
Will he be at the PGA?
The PGA is 2 weeks away.
Right.
Those babies take a lot of work in the beginning. Yeah.
There's not a whole lot he can do.
That's a good point.
Some sad news from the golf broadcast and golfing world today. Peter Oosterhuis, longtime voice of hole 17 at Augusta National, and a six-time Ryder Cupper, passed away on Thursday. But, I mean, I didn't get to see him play as much. But, Kevin, I know, you know, from the broadcasting side of things, a great voice as part of the Masters coverage on CBS.
Iconic voice, right? I mean, just he was... He was golf, like you had
Ken Venturi.
Yeah, you had Ken Venturi, Vern Lundquist, Ben Wright, Peter Oosterhuis. I mean,
they'd bring you through the final four holes, right?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. I never got the chance to meet Peter, but I've heard, you know, folks who worked with him just said what a gentleman he was and how fantastic he was.
Yep. All right. Passed away on Thursday. Good voice of golf for sure and a great player. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, Jeff Blank's going to give us some numbers on this week's, this as we go to the weekend of the PGA Tour event down at the Byron Nelson, and also his horse and golfer parlay. And we'll check on what's happening there. The PGA Tour Leaderboard Champions Tour Report, LPGA Report coming up, and Jeff's tip on wedges. A lot to get to in our final segment as we roll on here from Golf Dojo Transit Road. Check out their website, mygolfdojo.com. Bring your team event here, your corporate event. Bring your buddies here. Come and get some good numbers and some get a lesson from Jeff, too. We roll on from Golf Dojo on Tee to Green. Back with more in a moment on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back here at Golf Dojo on Tee to Green, live on WGR. It is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson event down in Texas. Jake Knapp is your leader. He is at minus 14, 64-64 in round one and round two. Troy Merritt and Matt Wallace are one off the lead. They are at 13 under par. Maybe the most recognizable name in the field, Jordan Spieth. He did not make the cut.
Ouch.
And the Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And this week's Champions Tour event is the Inspirity Invitational. It's at the tournament course at the Woodlands Country Club. Looks like they got rained out yesterday, haven't got started yet. So we'll see how these guys play. It looks like Bernhard Langer might be coming back after a Achilles injury a couple months ago.
Yeah, 3 months return after the Achilles, Bernhard.
The guy's a Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. He certainly is. Our LPGA Tour report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. They're off this week. Last week of the LA Championship, Hannah Green, the winner by three strokes over Maya Stark.
All right, there's our check around the board. We bring in our Jeff Blank. Make sure you follow him at Jeff Blank T2G for his weekly picks, his value charts, his preview video of the PGA Tour event this week. Jeff, what's the latest here as we go into the weekend at the Byron Nelson in terms of the numbers and what you're looking at? I know you picked Alex Noren to win. He's inside the top 10, still with a chance.
Yeah, I actually don't like his numbers, though, to start the week. But he is top 10. What I'm looking at, let's start with today. If you just want a single bet, I actually like Kelly Kraft over Matt Wallace. I'm fading Matt Wallace this weekend. His numbers have not been good. I think he's putting pretty well, but outside of that, not so good. But Kelly Kraft, he's third in strokes gained ball striking through the first two rounds. So that'll maybe set up today. That's plus 120 in a matchup bet. Looking into the tomorrow, we'll say, I do like Jake Knapp. I know that's it's tough to always pick the leader heading into Saturday, but his numbers are phenomenal. He's first in strokes gained approach. He's second in fairway proximity to the hole, first in greening regulation, and first in strokes gained ball striking. So it's hard to bet.
Other than that, he's not doing
other
so
than
well.
That, yeah. He's not doing okay. So well.
It's nap time is what you're saying.
Yeah. I think so.
Isn't that the greatest phrase, right? I mean,
nap time. I love it.
We need personalities like him now in golf.
Yeah,
plus, I agree.
4-1.
All right, that's good.
Sits right now.
That's decent, yeah.
How are you doing on the year, by the way?
Oh, I haven't run it. I would say I'm down right now. I'm probably down about 5 units.
Because you've had some big hits.
Yeah, there's been some good hits recently. The first month and a half was tough, pretty much for anybody in the industry to bet. There was a lot of just off-the-chart betting.
Well, because you had so many, first-time winners?
I noticed, looking at your posts, I see X's.
When you see the X's, that's not good.
Dude. We want the green checks.
Dude, yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah, there you go. All right. It's for the audience who follows them.
That's right. And also today, we know we have the Kentucky Derby. We were just talking with Ryan last segment. So
someone's got to take that action.
So we're going
to
do a little Derby Byron Nelson parlay action here, right?
So I'm gonna, yeah.
So
I'm
what gonna, do we got?
I'm gonna go with.
Let's do a golfer and a horse.
Can that be done?
I don't even know if it can be done. It might be all different platforms. But if you're able to put a parlay together, I'm going with Kevin, the door knock 20-1, and then Jake Knapp 4-1 to win, and that'll get you a total odds of plus 10,400.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
All right, let's find a way to make that bet.
So, yeah, try to make
that's a good payout.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Do that, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
I wish I could.
We got to find a platform that'll
do it.
That's
right, you can't.
10,400.
I know.
That'll set you up nicely for the rest of the golf season.
That's right. Let's get in our Western York PGA Tip of the Week now with Jeff, brought to you by the Western York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
I don't even know where to do it.
Okay.
That's what you're saying.
It is hard to do that. Jeff, our Tip of the Week, wedge play here.
Yeah, I see.
What are some keys to thinking about when you got your wedge in your hand here, trying to stick the green from maybe, inside 100 yards?
I think what's really important with wedge play is being able to control your distance, right? So a lot of times I look into bags, I see a lot of players' bags, and there's big gaps between their wedges often. So in a typical wedge set, you kind of want to start with your highest lofted club. I like to use a 60 or a 59, 58, something in that range. And then you want to have 4 to 6 degrees difference between those clubs, so that'll give you some effective gapping. You do want to learn how far you hit each wedge with the stock moving and come in, get on the track, man, and stuff like that. But what the good players do with their wedges is they flight it down. Poor players throw the ball high up in the air with their wedges. So when you have your wedge, it's always going to be a more tight, a more controlled swing. I like to move the ball back to the center of my stance, maybe slightly back because there's less of an aggressive forward move there. And that way I can kind of trap and cover and flight the ball. Anytime you're trying to throw that ball higher up in the air, it's harder to control the distance. It's harder to control the yardage. So what I like to have people do is hit knockdown wedges more than you hit high floaty wedges, and practice knockdown wedges. And practice hitting your wedges like in 10-yard increments when you're on the range or you're outside or you're here in a track man at dojo. Hit your 56, hit it 40 yards, then hit it 50 yards, and hit it 60. So go out and then get to your maximum, and then come back at 10-yard increments. Learning to control your distance is the most important thing with wedges, and make sure you don't have a big gap between your wedges. I also like to use wedges like my pitching wedge and my gap wedge. Those have a little different utility. And my sand wedge, I use a 56 for my sand wedge, so that'll have a little bit more bounce. That's what I use out of the bunker. And then I have my lob wedge has a little less bounce. So there's some versatility amongst my wedge kit to address every situation out there, hopefully.
All right. Good advice there for Jeff. You can always come here to Dojo that you were asking, hey, the 10-yard drill, you can do it in here. You can see it instantly if you get it.
Yeah, there's something called the TrackMan Combine, which is pretty cool here, too, where you go through all the clubs in your bag and you go up 10 yards. And, yeah, that's another way to get better.
What are your wedges, Blank?
In terms of loft?
Yeah.
I have 50, 54, 60.
Okay, so you got a 4 and a 6-degree gap.
Those?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got 50, 54, 58.
I've got 48, 52, 56, and 60.
Yes, pitching wedge 48. I got 50. Oh, maybe my pitching wedge is 46.
Well, most pitching wedges now, people, they're much stronger. When I was, they used to be 50 degrees, your pitching wedge. Now they're 42, 43.
So the wedges itself, aside from the pitching, 50, 54, 60.
Yeah, so if you go.
I like that gap.
If you have like a normal pitching wedge right now or a newer set in the last 5-6 years, and the next
probably
club
46,
is.
Probably 46, right?
Probably stronger than that, actually. Yeah. And if your next wedge is your 56, you've got a 10-yard gap. And that's where you'll struggle. And that's the scoring zone. When you within 100 yards, that's where good players are good, and that's how you score.
Yep, I agree. No, I think we all can tighten up our wedge game. Our scores are going to go down for sure.
Plus, it's fun to practice. I love practicing wedges.
I agree. All right, well, that'll do it for our show this week here from Golf Dojo. Tom Coppola, thank you for having us here. If you missed any of the show, we'll tweet out the link here a little bit later on our social media handles at T2GBuffalo. Thanks to Dan Dale back in our Amherst studios for producing today. Jeff Blank, thank you. Good luck with your bets this weekend. Kevin, good luck with your round. I know you're heading out to Lancaster right now. Jeff, thanks for the advice today, all the good tips.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Colesiel. Thank you for listening. T to Green. Country Club for our next show. That's where you're going right now, Kevin.
That's where I'm going now. Yeah. Okay. We got our ABCD scramble next week.
Well, I don't want to ask what you are.
I'm a B now.
We're out of time. All right. Next week, talk to you at 7 right here on T to Green on WGR.
You've been listening to T to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2GBuffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you've played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game? Or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com. The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons, too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and we once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event, and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Back here at Golf Dojo on Tee to Green, live on WGR. It is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson event down in Texas. Jake Knapp is your leader. He is at minus 14, 64-64 in round one and round two. Troy Merritt and Matt Wallace are one off the lead. They are at 13 under par. Maybe the most recognizable name in the field, Jordan Spieth. He did not make the cut.
Ouch.
And the Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And this week's Champions Tour event is the Inspirity Invitational. It's at the tournament course at the Woodlands Country Club. Looks like they got rained out yesterday, haven't got started yet. So we'll see how these guys play. It looks like Bernhard Langer might be coming back after a Achilles injury a couple months ago.
Yeah, 3 months return after the Achilles, Bernhard.
The guy's a Terminator.
Yeah, yeah. He certainly is. Our LPGA Tour report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes. They're off this week. Last week of the LA Championship, Hannah Green, the winner by 3 strokes over Maya Stark.
All right, there's our check around the board. We bring in our Jeff Blank. Make sure you follow him at Jeff Blank T2G for his weekly picks, his value charts, his preview video of the PGA Tour event this week. Jeff, what's the latest here as we go into the weekend at the Byron Nelson in terms of the numbers and what you're looking at? I know you picked Alex Noren to win. He's inside the top 10, still with a chance.
Yeah, I actually don't like his numbers, though, to start the weekend. But he is top 10. What I'm looking at, let's start with today. If you just want a single bet, I actually like Kelly Kraft over Matt Wallace. I'm fading Matt Wallace this weekend. His numbers have not been good. I think he's putting pretty well, but outside of that, not so good. But Kelly Kraft, he's third in strokes gained ball striking through the first two rounds. So that'll maybe set up today. That's plus 120 in a matchup bet. Looking into the tomorrow, we'll say, I do like Jake Knapp. I know that's it's tough to always pick the leader heading into Saturday, but his numbers are phenomenal. He's first in strokes gained approach. He's second in fairway proximity to the hole, first in green in regulation, and first in strokes gained ball striking. So it's hard to bet.
Other than that, he's not doing
other
so
than
well.
That, yeah. He's not doing okay. So well.
It's nap time is what you're saying. Yeah.
I think so.
Isn't that the greatest phrase, right? I mean,
nap time. I love it.
We need personalities like him now in golf.
Yeah,
plus I agree.
4-1.
All right, that's good.
Sits right now.
That's decent, yeah.
How are you doing on the year, by the way?
Oh, I haven't run it. I would say I'm down right now. I'm probably down about 5 units.
Because you've had some big hits.
Yeah, there's been some good hits recently. The first month and a half was tough, pretty much for anybody in the industry to bet. There was a lot of just off-the-chart betting.
Oh, because you had so many, first-time winners?
I noticed. I was looking at your post. I see X's.
When you see the X's, that's not good.
Dude. We want the green checks.
Dude, yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah, there you go. All right. It's for the audience who follows them.
That's right. And also today, we know we have the Kentucky Derby. We were just talking with Ryan last segment, so
someone's got to take that action.
So we're going
to
do a little Derby Byron Nelson parlay action here, right?
So I'm good. Yeah.
So what do we got?
I'm going to go with that.
Let's do a golfer and a horse.
Can that be done like at
the casino? I don't even
know.
Okay. I don't even know if it can be done. It might be all different platforms. But if you're able to put a parlay together, I'm going with Kevin. The door knock 20-1, and then Jake Knapp 4-1 to win, and that'll get you a total odds of plus 10,400.
Whoa!
All right, let's find a way to make that bet.
So, yeah, try to make.
That's a good payout.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Do that, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
I wish I could.
We got to find a platform that'll
do
it.
That's right, you can't.
10,400.
I know. That's right.
That'll set you up nicely for the rest of the golf season.
That's right. Let's get in our West New York PGA Tip of the Week now with Jeff, brought to you by the West New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
I don't even know where to do it. Okay. That's what you're saying.
It is hard to do that. Jeff, our Tip of the Week, wedge play here.
Yeah, I see.
What are some keys to thinking about when you got your wedge in your hand here, trying to stick the green for maybe, inside 100 yards?
I think what's really important with wedge play is being able to control your distance, right? So a lot of times I look into bags, I see a lot of players' bags, and there's big gaps between their wedges often. So in a typical wedge set, you kind of want to start with your highest lofted club. I like to use a 60 or a 59, 58, something in that range. And then you want to have 4 to 6 degrees difference between those clubs, so that'll give you some effective gapping. You do want to learn how far you hit each wedge with the stock moving and come in, get on the track, man, the stuff like that. But what the good players do with their wedges is they flight it down. Poor players throw the ball high up in the air with their wedges. So when you have your wedge, it's always going to be a more controlled swing. I like to move the ball back to the center of my stance, maybe slightly back because there's less of an aggressive forward move there. And that way I can kind of trap and cover and flight the ball. Anytime you're trying to throw that ball higher up in the air, it's harder to control the distance. It's harder to control the yardage. So what I like to have people do is hit knockdown wedges more than you hit high floaty wedges, and practice knockdown wedges. And practice hitting your wedges like in 10-yard increments when you're on the range or you're outside or you're here in a track man at dojo. Hit your 56, hit it 40 yards, then hit it 50 yards, and hit it 60. So go out and then get to your maximum, and then come back at 10-yard increments. Learning to control your distance is the most important thing with wedges, and make sure you don't have a big gap between your wedges. I also like to use wedges like my pitching wedge, my gap wedge. Those have a little different utility. And my sand wedge, I use a 56 for my sand wedge, so that'll have a little bit more bounce. That's what I use out of the bunker. And then I have my lob wedge has a little less bounce. So there's some versatility amongst my wedge kit to address every situation out there, hopefully.
All right. Good advice there for Jeff. You can always come here to Dojo that you were asking, hey, the 10-yard drill, you can do it in here. You can see it instantly if you get it.
Yeah, there's something called the TrackMan Combine, which is pretty cool here, too, where you go through all the clubs in your bag and you go up 10 yards. And, yeah, that's another way to get better.
What are your wedges, Blank?
In terms of loft?
Yeah.
I have 50, 54, 60.
Okay, so you got a 4 and a 6-degree gap.
Those?
Yeah. Yep. I've got 50, 54, 58.
I've got 48, 52, 56, and 60.
Yes, pitching wedge 48. I got 50. Oh, maybe my pitching wedge is 46.
Well, most pitching wedges now, people, they're much stronger. When I was, they used to be 50 degrees, your pitching wedge. Now they're 42, 43.
So the wedges itself, aside from the pitching, 50, 54, 60.
Yeah, so if you go...
I like that gap.
If you have like a normal pitching wedge right now or a newer set in the last 5-6 years, and the next
probably
club
46,
is...
Probably 46, right?
Probably stronger than that, actually. Yeah. And if your next wedge is your 56, you've got a 10-yard gap. And that's where you'll struggle. And that's the scoring zone. When you within 100 yards, that's where good players are good, and that's how you score.
Yep, I agree. No, I think we all can tighten up our wedge game. Our scores are going to go down for sure.
Plus, it's fun to practice. I love practicing wedges.
I agree. All right, well, that'll do it for our show this week here from Golf Dojo. Tom Coppola, thank you for having us here. If you missed any of the show, we'll tweet out the link here a little bit later on our social media handles at T2G Buffalo. Thanks to Dan Dale back in our Amherst studios for producing today. Jeff Blank, thank you. Good luck with your bets this weekend. Kevin, good luck with your round. I know you're heading out to Lancaster right now. Jeff, thanks for the advice today, all the good tips.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Colesiel. Thank you for listening. T to Green. Country Club for our next show. That's where you're going right now, Kevin.
That's where I'm going now. Yeah. Okay. We got our ABCD scramble next week.
Well, I don't want to ask what you are.
I'm a B now.
We're out of time. All right. Next week, talk to you at 7 right here on T to Green on WGR.
You've been listening to T to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Metis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a train. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com. The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.